First of all, I want to thank the elders for giving me this opportunity to stand up here and preach. And the lesson I want to talk about tonight is letting your light shine and some ways that you could go about doing it. I want to start off first by reading Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify the Father who is in heaven. From the text, we learn that the Christian is to let their light shine. Such a command implies that the Christian is in the midst of darkness. And the darkness is a spiritual darkness because of sin. And because of this, Christians are to be that source of light to those around them. And in this lesson, we will see how to let your light shine, the difference between letting your light shine and shining your light, and some ways to let your light shine. First, let's start off with how to let your light shine. Jesus is the true light of the world, and John 8:12. Then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So to be that shining light to others, we need to follow Jesus. And we as Christians are to reflect Jesus' magnificent light. Christians' light shine by reflecting the glory of Jesus and the Father. In Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. When we become a Christian, our old selves die. They were put away. They're put back into the dark. We were crucified. We came up in the light, being a new child of God, and we live in the light by our actions. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Be imitators of me, just as I also am of Christ. And 1 Peter 2:21. For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps. Christ, he left us that example for us to follow, and we need to strive every day to follow his example. Next, I want to talk about letting your light shine versus shining your light. And there is a difference between letting your light shine and shining your own light. The one who is shining his own light parades his righteousness. In Luke 18:9-14, and he also told this parable to some people who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and viewed others with contempt. Two men went up into the temple to pray. One a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and was praying this to himself. God, I thank you that I am not like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes all that I get. But the tax collector, standing some distance away, was even unwilling to lift up his eyes to heaven, but was beating his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. I tell you, this man went to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and everyone who humbles himself will be exalted. You know, in this verse, we have the Pharisee talking about all his accomplishments, not being humbled, and talking about what all he does and putting himself above others, while the tax collector is being humble, knowing he's a sinner, and coming to God for mercy. And the Pharisee's prayer is praying about him being better than others and all that he is doing. And we need to be as humble as the tax collector when we go about doing our good. Is more interested in the praise of men than in God being glorified in him. Example, we have Matthew 6:1-2. Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. So when you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be honored by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. Also in Matthew 6, verse 5, when you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that they may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. And in Matthew 6, verse 16, whenever you fast, do not put on a gloomy face as the hypocrites do, for they neglect their appearance so that they will be noticed by men when they are fasting. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. As we have just read, we are not to do good just to be noticed by men and get on this earth and get praised by them. If we're looking to be praised by men and get that pat on the back for us doing good, that's the wrong intention. We need to be going about our day glorifying God in everything we do. And when we do that, we're going to have a reward far more than anybody can give us on this earth. The one who is letting his light shine serves God daily in a quiet manner, does good without seeking notoriety, and also is satisfied for God to have the glory and none for himself. As we go about doing our day and shining our light, we need to have a servant's mind and a servant's heart, that whatever we do for the glory of God and not for our own personal benefit. We do not go out and seek praise of men for our accomplishments because, as we previously read, then we'll have our reward in full. You know, if we are serving God and letting our light shine with a humble attitude, our reward will be much greater than anything on this earth. Some ways to let your light shine is to live a righteous life. Titus 2:11-14. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds. So we are to live a righteous life. We are to deny ungodliness and our worldly desires. We are to live unstained from the world. In James 1:27, pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world. And we are not to be conformed to the world. Romans 12:1-2. Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. We do not need to be conformed to this world. We need to be how God wants his children to be and follow his will and be that living sacrifice to him. We need to be separate from the world. 2 Corinthians 6:17-18. Therefore, come out from their midst and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty. We need to be separate from the world. The world is full of darkness, and we need to be that light so others can come and find their way. We as Christians must live each day before the people of the world. We may be the only example of what a Christian should act like that others see. And if people know you are a Christian, they will watch you and see if you are acting as a Christian should. We could possibly bring others to Christ by our actions if we are trying to glorify God in all we do. You know, there's not a lot of people out there that may not read their Bible every day, but if you are a Christian and they know you're a Christian, you can be that example of what God does for you. You can help, you can show them the benefits of being a Christian and lead them on their way to God. Some more ways to let your light shine is to do good works. The Christian is created in Jesus for them. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. And we also need to be zealous for them. In Titus 2:14, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds. We need to do good to all people. Galatians 6:10. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially those who are in the faith, in the household of faith. We need to be honest in everything that we do, and we need to think of the needs of others. We as Christians, we should be the most caring and the kindest people out there and the loving people, and we should take care of everything we can and do good to everybody we can, and to be that example. We also need to be a forgiving person. Ephesians 4:32. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. To properly reflect Christ, we must have his forgiving spirit. In Luke 23:34, but Jesus was saying, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they cast lots, dividing his garments between themselves. And we have an example of a forgiving spirit in Stephen. In Acts 7:60, it says, then falling on his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Having said this, he fell asleep. Our own forgiveness is contingent upon us forgiving others. In Matthew 6:14-15, for if you forgive others for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, your Father will not forgive you of your transgressions. And this may be one of the hardest things to do for some of us. When someone has wronged you, you might want to hold it over their head, not forgive them, and don't feel like they deserve your forgiveness. But we need to look at Jesus' example and that he forgave all of us our trespasses when he died on that cross and we became Christians. You know, so shouldn't we do the same for others who have trespassed against us? Another way to let your light shine is to have love for your brethren. In John 13:35, by this all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Another way is that we need to be optimistic and enthusiastic about our life and service to the Lord. According to dictionary.com, the definition of optimism is a disposition or tendency to look on the more favorable side of events or conditions and to expect the most favorable outcome. While life's problems need to be faced in a practical way, one's outlook, whether optimism or pessimism, will determine whether he deals with his problems with either strength or weakness. And a Christian can deal with life's problems from a position of strength and optimism because they have Christ by their side. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. We as Christians, we should be very optimistic. We should be very positive because we have read what is promised to us by God, that if we obey his will, we will have problems, but we know that we can do anything and we can get through anything because Jesus will be by our side and give us the strength we need. We also need to have an idealistic approach to life. We all have things that happen to us in our life that gets us stressed. We don't need to look at these as stumbling blocks, but just as stepping stones. If we have this attitude, we are setting an example to others, showing how Christ and his word enables us to overcome life's problems. One of the best things about being a Christian is that when we have something happen to us, when something gets us down, gets us stressed out, is that we have God to go to. You know, we have that avenue of prayer to release our burdens to him and to put it on his shoulder. And that's what he wants us to do. And we can really let our light shine to others when we have a stumbling blocks by the way we handle them. We don't let them get us down, that we go to God in prayer and give it to him. So in conclusion, the Christian must reflect Christ and his glory to those around him. If you are not letting your light shine, then you are in darkness. And if you are in darkness, you are in sin. And if you are in sin, you can come to Jesus and submit to his plan of salvation, and you could have your sins forgiven. And if you don't know what that plan is, it's a few steps that God has laid out in the Bible. And the first step is being, you must hear the word in Romans 10:17. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Then you must believe, Mark 16:16. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. Then you must repent of your sins. Luke 13:3. I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. And then you must confess in Romans 10:9-10, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. Then you must be baptized, must be immersed in the water. Acts 2:38. Peter said to them, repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. But it doesn't end there. You must remain faithful throughout your life. In Revelation 2:10, do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison so that you will be tested, and you will have tribulation for 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Now, if you are not a Christian, those are the steps you need to take to become one. And now is the time that you have. You're not promised tomorrow. You're not promised 10 minutes from now. But if you are a Christian and you have fallen back and gone back into the darkness, you need to get your life right and step right back into lightness, into light. While together we stand and sing the song of invitation.
There's a great day coming, a great day.